Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí believe those connected to the biggest drunk seizure in the country to date attempted to purchase a boat in Killybegs. The HSE's Director of Public Health in the North West has acknowledged that what he termed vaccine fatigue has led to a reduction in the number of children receiving the MMR and other childhood jabs. Police say they are growing increasingly concerned for the welfare of a 23-year-old man last seen in Derry at the weekend. And Gardaí say they are continuing to provide an effective policing service. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. First news this evening, Gardaí believe those connected to the biggest drug seizure in the country to date attempted to purchase a boat in Killybegs. Cocaine worth €157 million was recovered from the MV Matthew during a multi-agency operation off the Cork coast. A total of seven men have now appeared in court in connection with the drugs bust. Donegal's Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Paul Wallace says suspicions arose in Killybegs when it emerged the men were unfamiliar with the handling of the boat.
And then there was links in relation to that with this county where two individuals, possibly the two that went on the sandbank, were in Killybegs. There were two individuals in Killybegs attempting to buy a trawler, and the trawler man would have been glad of the sale because of the way the fishing has gone and all of that sort of thing, which is terrible in itself, being a native of Burton Port. The trawler man became suspicious then because he knew these guys, they weren't adept at handling the boat or they weren't asking the right questions. And I suppose a transaction, any money transaction now, it can leave you very vulnerable. So he pulled out. So it's possible that these guys went to Castletown Bear then and bought that boat and obviously were lucky to escape with their lives.
Well, as mentioned, four men charged in connection with the country's largest ever drug seizure have been remanded in custody after appearing in court in Cork today. Seven men have now appeared in court in relation to the case, which saw the Army Ranger wing board the MV Matthew cargo ship last week. Jimmy O'Hara has more.
30-year-old Ukrainian national Mikhailo Gavrik, 48-year-old Dutch citizen Kumali Ozgen, 31-year-old Ukrainian Vitaly Vlasoy and 37-year-old Saeed Hassani, who is Iranian, appeared at Mallow District Court this morning. An interpreter translated proceedings for the four men, who are charged with conspiracy to possess and supply cocaine worth over €13,000, and all have addresses outside of the state. Vitaly Vlasoy's defence solicitor Joe Cottigan and Saeed Hassani's solicitor Don Ryan told Judge Colm Roberts that they will be submitting a written application to board the MV Matthew. The men were remanded in custody and will appear before the court again via video link next Tuesday.
There will be a package in the budget for children, according to the Taoiseach. That could include measures like reduced cost of childcare and free school books for secondary level students. Final negotiations are happening this week ahead of the budget on Tuesday. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says some measures are already broadly agreed.
There will be a significant cost of living package, which people will feel the effect of before Christmas, because petrol diesel prices are high, energy prices are still high, gas prices are still high. There will be help for businesses and farmers because of the high costs that they're facing. There will be a focus on children, and you'll see that in the social protection area, education and childcare. And of course, there will be additional resources for law and order, for the community safety partnerships and for the Gardaí.
The HSE's Director of Public Health in the North West has acknowledged that what he termed a vaccine fatigue has led to a reduction in the number of children receiving the MMR and other childhood jabs. Dr. Anthony Brasden was speaking in conjunction with the launch this week of the HSE's flu and combined flu COVID-19 vaccines. He told the 9 till noon show earlier that the number of children receiving vaccines is down on pre-COVID levels.
Yes, we're talking about vaccines, but don't forget the childhood vaccinations are out there as well, and they have fallen a bit post-COVID. We're trying to get people to get those vaccines up to date too. We need to make sure people are protected against measles, mumps, rubella, meningitis, hepatitis, etc.
Has the conversation and debate that raged over the COVID-19 vaccine, which we're not returning to obviously as part of this conversation, has that had a knock-on effect? You know, people in their mind conflating one vaccine with another?
Well, vaccine fatigue has happened, and we realise that, but we're trying to encourage people to overcome that. And also because during COVID, people didn't have the access to the child vaccinations routinely as they did, that sort of got people out of the habit as well. And people with young children who had young children at the time, they didn't get the vaccines as easily as they would have pre-COVID. And if they've other children since then, they haven't had the experience of the of getting the vaccine. So we're just trying to get people back into the habit of protecting their children.
Police say they are growing increasingly concerned for the welfare of a 23-year-old man last seen in Derry at the weekend. Shane Agnew, who is from Belfast, was seen in Derry at around 11:45 a.m. on Saturday last. He's described as being 6'4" in height, of a slim build with dark brown hair. It's believed he was wearing grey-coloured trousers, a white and black Adidas top with a white hood, and a navy waterproof coat and trousers. Anyone with information regarding Shane's whereabouts is asked to contact police on 101. Gardaí say they are continuing to provide an effective policing service. Rank and file members of the GRA are refusing to work voluntary overtime in a dispute over rosters. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar believes the row between Gardaí and management will be resolved. Interim General Secretary of the GRA, James Morris-Rowe, says rosters should not change on November the 6th in order to facilitate talks.
We've had a tough 3 years. It's 3 years with the COVID. We're just coming out of that, really, you know. So it's very reasonable what they want. They want the 6th of November removed, get into negotiations, get a roster that suits management, suits the members and suits the public.
Gardaí in Donegal, meanwhile, are urging drivers to heed simple road safety advice this week. Do not drive under the influence, slow down and wear a seatbelt. This week marks Irish Road Safety Week. The number of road deaths in Arnhem saw a significant increase over the summer months. 31 lives have been lost on Irish roads since August the 14th, bringing the total figure to 136 this year. The importance of road safety and the dangers that exist on a daily basis on the roads will be highlighted to Donegal students at the annual Road Safety Show, which has restarted. And Bord Pleanála is to be restructured under sweeping new planning legislation brought to Cabinet today. The third largest piece of legislation in the history of the state will introduce mandatory timelines for decisions on planning and increase the timeframe of development plans to 10 years. There will also be a new fee for judicial reviews being taken against planning decisions, which may be covered if the challenger wins the case. Housing Minister Darragh O'Brien says the move will future-proof planning legislation for up to a quarter of a century.
The reforms in this bill undoubtedly will help in future to facilitate increased housing development and critical infrastructure, and that's what this country needs. We need a fit for purpose planning legislation that has the ability to deliver for a modern day Ireland, for the housing we need, for the infrastructure that we need.
The Carndonagh Play Park has been closed off to the public after a criminal damage incident. A slated play item has been broken in half, leaving a sharp edge exposed. An engineer is due to assess the damage in Barrack Hill tomorrow. Local councillor Albert Doherty says they are still working to establish a motive.
It was reported on Sunday afternoon by a concerned parent that one of the playground circles was broken and that there were jagged slit-like edges, which rightfully this parent felt would be a danger to young people. Council authorities on Monday morning alerted the appropriate engineer to investigate. They felt that until it was declared absolutely safe and enable all the children to go in again, that they needed that person to visit the park. Mm-hmm. The park's been closed up until now. You know, I'd just like to say thank you to all of the parents and all of those people who have said, you know, that they're so disappointed that something that was very new, very popular, well used, and that, please God, it'll be replaced as early as possible. No one knows as of yet, was there anything sinister behind this, or was it maybe a number of children at the one time and this piece of equipment was weak in a particular area?
As Halloween approaches, Gardaí and Donegal are appealing to parents to talk to their children about the dangers of fireworks. Sergeant Garda Paul Wallace, Donegal's Crime Prevention Officer, is reminding the public that an import licence is required for all fireworks, and to hold such items with intent to sell or supply, ignite or throw is an offence and can result in fines of up to €10,000 and imprisonment. Sergeant Wallace added that vulnerable people can also be scared as a result.
it is an offence to possess unlicensed fireworks, other than low-hazard fireworks like party poppers, sparklers and that sort of thing, or to have them with intent to sell or supply, or to throw them or ignite them. Now, there are two sections of the community that are very vulnerable and get very, very upset and afraid at this time are our older people, whether it's urban, whether they're urban-based or rural, in housing estates, that sort of thing, and the animal community that are out there and are important as anybody else, dogs, livestock, all of that. Mm. So people should think, you don't want to be end up getting a conviction or being having dealings with the guards and having a file sent to the DPP for being in possession of these things.
As sure as night follows day, there will be people presenting at EDs up and down the country fingers missing
every single year. And, you know, you could have a life-changing injury there that could be prevented. And, like, parents have a role and guardians have a role to play here. We want everyone to enjoy Halloween, be safe. And if you want to go to fireworks, go to an organised legal event. And there's an organised legal event not that far from here in Derry City.
Met Aaron is warning of the potential for localised flooding in Donegal this week. A Stanish yellow rainfall warning has been issued for the county, coming into effect at 12 a.m. tomorrow, and it will remain in place until 12 a.m. on Thursday. The forecaster is advising of difficult travelling conditions also.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 5:15, it's time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. Reports in Germany are indicating winger Jadon Sancho is likely to leave Manchester United in Germany. Sancho has had to train separately from the rest of the squad because of an ongoing dispute with manager Erik ten Hag. It's reported Borussia Dortmund, Sancho's former club, would be interested in a loan deal for him. Well, United manager ten Hag says the club is going in the right direction despite a poor start to the season. With just 3 wins from their first 7 matches, United are 10th in the Premier League. Tonight they host Galatasaray in the Champions League, 2 weeks on from losing their opening fixture against Bayern Munich. Ten Hag says he doesn't feel it's quite the time to compromise performances for results.
Top football is always about result. If the execution is not right, if the process is not right, you don't go to win. So, yeah, both.
Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. Also tonight as well, Arsenal are away to Lens, and that's in Group B. Well, after picking up their first win in the Premier League at the weekend, Luton return to action this evening. They welcome another newly promoted side, Burnley, to Kenilworth Road. Burnley captain Josh Cullen looks set to come up against international teammate Chidozie Ogbeni. Kickoff is at 7:30. Now, Kenilworth Road, which wasn't ready for the original date back in August, Burnley boss Vincent Kompany believes the match will be better for the delay.
I look at Luton in the first 3 or 4 games, and I look at Luton now, they've definitely improved. I look at ourselves and it's the same for us, so I think it's benefited both teams in that sense.
It's understood Liverpool have received the audio from the VAR match officials who wrongly ruled out Luis Diaz's goal against Tottenham on Saturday. Darren England and Dan Cook failed to overturn an incorrect on-field decision in what the referee body, the PGMOL, called a significant human error. Liverpool wanted the audio to better understand how the breakdown in communication happened. England and Cook have been stood down from this week's Premier League games. Former Celtic midfielder Tom Rodic has announced his retirement at the age of 30. The Australian international spent 9 years at Parkhead, winning the league title 6 times and making more than 270 appearances before joining West Brom last season. In a post on social media, he says he wants to devote more time to his family. On the Gaelic Games front, Barry Ward has been appointed the new Donegal minor manager. The Éireann Ballyshannon man was ratified at last night's county committee meeting and fills the role vacated by Luke Barrett, who steps up to Jim McGuinness's backroom team. Ward previously managed the Buncrana Cup under-16 Donegal team and led his club, Éireann, to the intermediate title in 2020. Donegal haven't won an Ulster minor title since 2016, and the process to appoint a new under-20 county manager is still ongoing. In darts, Derry's Daryl Gurney is among the players in action tonight at the World Grand Prix in Leicester. Gurney is due on stage shortly before 10 for his meeting with Luke Humphreys. Antrim's Josh Rock is also taken to the stage, and he will go up against Michael van Gerwen. James Ryan trained fully with the Ireland squad on tour today as they step up preparations for Saturday's Rugby World Cup meeting with Scotland. The Leinster second row only took a limited part in training last week due to a hand injury. But assistant coach Mike Catt confirmed Ryan will be fit for the weekend's clash in Paris. Finally in snooker, Mark Allen has beaten Wu Yiza 4-1 in the first round of the English Open. The Antrim native will now take on Matthew Sealt tomorrow in the next round. And that's your sport for today, Michaela.
Thanks, Aisín. And returning to some news, an Oireachtas committee has heard Ireland should avoid introducing legislation to allow for assisted dying. Experts have been making the case in favour or against its introduction as the Committee on Assisted Dying discussed the ethics of the issue. Among the claims were that legalising it would be the beginning of a slippery slope to widening regulations. Dr. Annie McKeown O'Donovan made the case for introducing it in certain circumstances.
When we look at consensual life ending as something that is compassionate and happens when life is ending anyway, we can reduce our concern about killing as a medical treatment, because what we're doing, as you said, is minimising harm and suffering at the end of life.
September had temperature records and above average rainfall almost countrywide. The highest number of daily sunshine hours in the country was recorded at Malin Head. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Met Éireann's climate statement for September has revealed an area of low pressure containing remnants of ex-Hurricane Nigel brought heavy frontal rain to the northwest on the 24th. Malin Head recorded a total of 18 wet days over the course of the month, but the highest number of daily sunshine hours in the country at 12.6 was also recorded at Malin Head on Monday, September 4th. Monthly mean wind speeds ranged from 5.4 knots at Moore Park in County Cork to 13.8 knots at Malin Head. Air temperatures were above average throughout September right across the country.
183 older people in Donegal are currently on a loans befriending waiting list. The Older Persons Charity launched its annual report today and says services are in demand now more so than ever. Over 22,000 people were supported by the group in 2022, the largest number the organisation has helped in its 45-year history. Volunteer support officer with the loan, Helena Madden, says those in need of support cannot be left waiting.
And a lot of the older people that are in Donegal that are waiting for volunteers is waiting 6 months to a year. And if you're somebody who doesn't see a lot of people from 1 week to the next, a year is a huge amount of time. And a lot of the people that are in our service are the older of the older people. So they're the 70s and 80s pluses. So, I mean, those people wait and sit in a year on their own lonely. You know, it's not fair. And all it takes is maybe somebody in your community has an hour per week for you to call in and have that cup of tea and a chat, completely transform that person's life that you're calling into.
Do you have an idea of how many older people are waiting
I have an exact idea. So across Donegal, we have 183 older people currently waiting for a visit. So there's 61 in the Finn Valley area, 37 in Inishowen, 33 in North Central Donegal, 31 in South Donegal, and 21 in the Glenties, Ardra and nice. Ross. And they're waiting and they're deemed necessary of the service. Oh. So I suppose we make sure that the people that they're getting befrienders really need that support, that they're just not thrown into, I suppose, somebody that has heaps of support and lots going on, that these people, these 183 people, are in need of somebody to visit them for that hour per week.
A delegation from Korea has visited Derry as part of a two-day workshop focusing on maritime issues in both the Korean Peninsula and the island of Ireland. It was organised and sponsored by Queen's University Belfast and the Korean Maritime Institute. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
The theme of the workshop was reflection on transboundary cooperation for sustainable ocean and coastal areas. On the second day of the workshop, the Korean delegates visited the Peace Bridge, Ebrington Square and the LOCS Agency headquarters in Prehen Derry. They engaged with staff members and discussed the role and operational systems of the LOCS Agency. This was in terms of a north-south implementation body with responsibility for transboundary aquatic systems. Sharon McMahon, LOCS Agency CEO, said hosting the delegates was a privilege and that she hopes the insights will assist with the development of a maritime strategy for Korea.
For weather now, breezy today with sunny spells and scattered showers, some of which will be heavy. Winds will continue fresh and gusty near the coast, top temperatures of 13 to 15 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Gardaí believe those connected to the biggest drunk seizure in the country to date attempted to purchase a boat in Killybegs. Cocaine worth €157 million was recovered from the MV Matthew during a multi-agency operation off the Cork coast last week. The HSE's Director of Public Health in the North West has acknowledged that what he termed vaccine fatigue has led to a reduction in the number of children receiving the MMR and other childhood jabs. Dr. Anthony Brazin was speaking in conjunction with the launch this week of the HSE's flu and combined flu COVID-19 vaccines. Police say they are becoming increasingly concerned for the welfare of a 23-year-old man last seen in Derry at the weekend. Shane Agnew, who is from Belfast, was seen in Derry at around 11:45am on Saturday last. And Gardaí in Donegal are urging drivers to heed simple road safety advice this week. Do not drive under the influence, slow down and wear your seatbelt. This week marks Irish Road Safety Week. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Tuesday evening, October the 3rd. The death has taken place of Tess Bonner, Nick Cassidy, 223 Doncastle Road, Donamana, and formerly of St Johnston, reposing at her home this evening from 5:30. Fiona leaving her home on Thursday morning at 11:15 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Killeany, Donamana at 12:00, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private to family and friends only. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via Dunahidy Parish YouTube. The death has occurred of Jim McGinley, Drumlonaher, Donegal. Jim's remains will repose at his late residence from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12:00 until 6 o'clock with removal to St Agatha's Church, Clare for 7 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St Agatha's Church, Clare, with burial immediately afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, donations if so desired to Sligo Hospice, care of any family member or Faulkner Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Hubert Kavanagh, Ballymacarthur, Greencastle. Hubert's remains are en route to his home. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass will take place on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member. The death has taken place in New York of Francie McMonigal, formerly of Sion Mills, Strabane, reposing at Quigley's funeral home tomorrow evening from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Fiona leaving the funeral home on Thursday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Teresa's Church, Sion Mills at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in St Columba's Cemetery, Donnyloop. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Michael Doherty, Chircallan, Stranorlar, remains reposing at his late residence. Fiona from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorlar, interment afterwards in Stranorlar Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Marion Caldwell, 19 Connolly Homes, Mallantown, nay Diver, Glebe, Carndonagh. Marion's remains are reposing in the oratory at Connolly Homes until 9 o'clock tonight and tomorrow on Thursday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Marion's funeral mass will take place on Friday morning at 10 o'clock, followed by cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. For more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.